My gal, you're amazing. They
Yes.
just didn't need you this time.
Hello and welcome to episode 43 of Untamed Shrews Women Talk Theater, presented by the Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival. I'm Becky.
And I'm Hannah.
And I'm Dawn. Today will be a shrews-only episode tackling the topic of rejection. Rejection is common in the arts. So, how do we handle it and not get discouraged?
But first, shrews check-in time. Gals, how are you? We had such a fast episode last month or last time, so we really didn't get to check in.
Yeah, that was wild. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in some kind of unending whirlwind. I read this meme once that was like, adulthood is just telling yourself over and over, next week everything will
Yes.
calm down. And I feel like
Yeah.
that has been me for the last 7 months, because I just keep thinking like, oh, this big thing will be over and then everything will calm down, and this big thing will be over and then everything
Yeah.
will calm down. And that is not the way it's going. There's like a lot of really good stuff, you know. Sean just accepted a new job. We are going to have
Right.
a huge
Congrats.
transition. Thanks. He's really excited. I think it's a much better job for him. He's really well suited to it, and I think he's going to do a great job, but it's like 30% travel. So now we're like, well, two
Yeah.
young kids, 30% of the time traveling to California. Like, how are we going to do this? So we've got a lot to figure out. And then yeah, just a lot of things. It was grand opening, and then What the Constitution Means to Me ran, and now I've got my play is going to be a staged reading in June. And so like I'm trying I was We did a rehearsal last night. You were both there. I was really hoping that the notes would be like way more like small and particular edits, and instead it was like, here are 85 sweeping changes you should consider. And I'm like, oh
I'm
boy.
sorry.
I was really hoping it was like, what about this adjective is different? And instead it
I
was
gave you
like,
that. I did give you a
thank
this
you.
word, one particular word choice.
I'm so grateful, Becky.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you feel discouraged? Like, did we go too hard?
No, I don't know. It's interesting because we're going to talk about rejection today, so maybe I'll talk about that too, just like in general, like discouragement. But no, I don't think I feel discouraged. I think that what's been interesting about this process is that like everything I've shied away from because I was too scared to tackle in the script has then been someone's note of, you need to tackle this. And then when I've added it, then I've gotten the opposite note, which is like, that was the perfect addition, or this part is working so well. So I'm trying to kind of lean into it, and I had kind of an epiphany on the way home. So I'm hoping I did some reworking today while the kids were napping. So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I was kind of hoping for just like, oh yeah, little tweaks. And then I was like, why don't we rewrite this again? So
Do what scares us, I guess.
I guess so. Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at. Just really just chugging along, working hard.
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, I'll go next. So I didn't get to fill everyone in last time because we just didn't have time. But the big thing for us is that I left my marketing position at Flag
Oh
Shakes. So do not be alarmed, everyone. I am still around. Shrews are still continuing. It was just time for a change. Jacob and I were just feeling, I don't just feeling ready for a new pace of life. And I just found that I was behind my computer so much. And I'm really committing, guys, to auditioning more, trying to write more, doing more aerial, trying to choreograph more. I'm really excited over the summer. I'm teaching a new class that is a narrative aerial class. So, together as a little team, me and my dancers are going to write a Wild West show.
Cool.
And it's going to be really
Yeah.
cute. I mean, it's going to be small to start, it's only an hour. So it'll probably be, eight dance numbers, whatever that ends up being. Becky's in it. I'm so excited.
Yay!
And so I think it's just gonna, yeah. So I'm really trying to just get out there. I'm really trying to just move my body more, not be at my house so much, not be behind a screen so much, which I mean, unfortunately, when you're auditioning and stuff, largely you're behind a screen, you're sending emails, you're working on resumes, you're, writing grants, whatever it might be. So unfortunately, not everything is like non-admin, but yeah, I was just ready to focus on my own arts career. So hopefully I'll be on stage with Flag Shakes more, because I haven't in a long time because I'm just so busy. So yeah, that's like the big one, everyone, is that I left my marketing position, but I am still going to produce shrews, and of course I'm still core company, so hopefully I'll still be on stage as much as possible. So that's a big one. And just with that comes a lot of transitions for Jacob and I. So he and I are just in a very like figuring it out time right now, which is very scary, but also fun and exciting in some ways, but also just very emotionally exhausting in a lot of ways. Because usually over the dinner table, we're not necessarily discussing just like lighthearted stuff. We're like, all right, so what is it that we want out of our lives? Like it's really big stuff. And it's so that's the only thing is, and there's been a, just some health stuff with members of my family. So it's been a very emotional few weeks, but not a bad few weeks, just kind of crazy. So yeah, figuring out what the next step of our life looks like, which is no easy task.
Just casual Tuesday afternoon talk type stuff.
But besides that, super cash. But yeah, things are good.
Well, you and Jacob are this month are coming up to your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah,
It's so
May
close.
31st. Actually, yeah, but probably only a few days before this drops. Or sorry, a few days after this drops, is our anniversary. And I think we're gonna go to Palm Springs and Joshua Tree. We're trying to get our trailer up and running. So
Great.
fingers crossed we can do that. Still needs some wiring and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll get that ready. And yeah, almost a year of marriage, which just feels crazy. I love him so much. Wow. It's also just amazing, like with these crazy things that are happening in life, just like having him as a solid rock is great. So yeah, things are good. How about you, Bex?
Well, I did the show down in Phoenix, Secret
Yeah, I
Garden.
saw it. Hannah saw
So
it. We saw it
good.
the
Thank you both for
Oh,
coming.
good.
Of
Yes.
course. So did that. I'm super glad I did that. Trying to, get my foot in the door with Phoenix, the Phoenix theater community. The
Totally.
Viola Awards
Oh,
were
right.
the weekend before
Oh,
we're
yeah.
recording this.
Oh, boy.
So my own show was up for a nomination, or up for a I was a finalist, and then also Cabaret, which I did, and then Art in the Open with the Flagstaff Foundry, and the latter two won they're in their categories, so that was exciting. I didn't win with my show, which was a little bit of a bummer, but here's some rejection theme, and kind of just getting ready for summer in Flagstaff. I mean, this summer is going to look a little bit different for me in that I'm currently working a full-time job, like strict hours or whatnot. So yeah, just a little bit different than the summers that I'm used to in Flagstaff. So
Can't just go to the creek on a whim.
no, sadly, but yeah. So, or who knows what will happen. Everything is transitory. I don't know. So yeah, just kind of there.
Yeah, nice. How were the violas? That's the first time I've missed the violas. And also, guys, we do Shakespeare pronunciation. I always say violas. It's violas, but I always say violas. Okay,
I know.
how
I
were
say
the violas?
Viola Babbitt, the
Viola,
Violas,
how were the Viola
Violas.
Awards? I did not get to join you, but how was it?
It was fun. It's a fun celebration of art and community and collaboration and science and education here in Flagstaff.
Also prom, putting on a nice
Prom.
dress.
Yes. I mean, yeah, anything that I can wear sparkles to, I am a fan of.
Yes,
I finally
absolutely.
got to wear my
Oh,
10-year
yes.
anniversary of Flag Shakes dress that I didn't get to wear
Yay.
because I was at home
Sick,
coughing up a
yeah.
lung.
Ooh.
So I finally got to wear that dress, which was nice. It's
Nice.
a
That's
beautiful
awesome.
dress. I thought it was a really
Yeah.
fun evening. We had a great
Good.
time. Yeah.
Good. Did Sean and the babies come, or was it just you?
Sean came, yeah.
Okay,
Baby
nice.
stayed
Awesome.
home.
Baby stayed home. And Simply Silly by from Flag Shakes was nominated. Let's see what else was in our circle.
Yeah.
Oh, Momentum, a
Yeah,
Momentarial
Momentum
won
won. They
Education,
won,
which is
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
we're big parts of Momentum. So yeah,
Yeah.
big stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
Yeah,
huge.
guys, I was telling you before we logged on, but today was literally came straight from the showcases for Momentum. And it was such a long day because this morning was the youth showcase where
Ah.
I had two classes performing, which was awesome. I had two sets of kiddos performing. And then in the adult showcase, I had another two classes performing, and I performed in three, which I
Oh,
have never performed in three.
really?
I've done two
Okay.
in one showcase, but I've
Okay.
done two in one showcase, but never three. And there was only nine numbers. So
Whoa, so you're
yeah,
like
I was
every
like
number.
on, off, on. Yeah, it was
Every
crazy.
other number. Yeah. Isn't it's
It was
moments like
exhausting.
that where you're like, I feel like I could do a whole like three more. And then you're
Yes.
like, no, I couldn't.
No.
I need to
And
rest.
it was also funny because they like in order of difficulty. So I actually so I teach basic flow, but I had a dancer drop, so I filled in for her. So I had basic flow, and then I'm also taking intermediate flow, and then I'm also in advanced flow. But that was the order that they were in, basic, intermediate, advanced. So I just like warmed up to my really hard dance, which was great. So it actually worked out pretty good. Like I was
Good.
exhausted, but I wasn't like so exhausted that I couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
So yeah, congrats, Momentum. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Woohoo.
awesome. I was
Nice.
not in this showcase. I had one group of little tiny trapezers performing, but I haven't been able to take a class in so long. I'm going to take the trapeze flow class this summer.
The 3A flow or advanced flow.
I think it's just called, oh no, sorry, choreography. I'm going to take the trapeze
Oh,
choreography class.
yay. I'm in that
Yeah.
one too.
Okay,
Yay.
cool. Well, I want to do a really epic Celine Dion song. So if you want to do part of it with me,
Heck yeah.
I'm hoping
Fun.
not to dance it alone. It's the, why can't I think of what it was called? It's like, there were days when the nights were
Life was so
so cold.
cold. I knew
What
that
is
was the
that
song you were
song
going to say.
called?
Absolutely. Literally no idea.
No idea, but it's like 7 minutes long, Becky. So
Yeah,
let's do it
yeah,
together.
yeah, yeah.
Are you
Baby,
ready?
baby, baby, when you touch me like this. Don't get me started, I'll go. When you
It's so
kiss me like
good.
that.
Someone
Okay.
has to tell me. We have to do this together because we're very
Yes.
passionate about this song.
Yes,
And
yes.
I've been
That's
hoping
silly.
someone would do it with me, unless you have another idea, which is totally fine. But I was like, I
No.
need to do Celine Dion.
No, well, I'm just. Because I've only ever choreographed my one piece on my own. So there's a part of me that's like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, I don't do this. And then there's another part of me that's like,
Yeah.
no, just because I haven't done this doesn't mean I don't do this.
Yeah,
This
you
will
have to
only help me
start
be a better,
somewhere. Yeah.
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 So I've been, anytime like I'm listening to music, I'm like, is this the song I do? No, is this the song I do? So we'll see.
Well, if it's Celine Dion, let me know. Listen to it and see if it inspires you. Because I was
That's
like, this is
amazing.
not a one person dance. This can't be a
Oh.
one person dance. It's too long.
That's
Yeah. Yeah.
amazing.
Okay. Let's jump into our topic.
Yeah.
It seems like we are
Yeah.
all kind of circling around it anyway because we have
Yeah.
some,
Yeah.
some personal stories about it. But yeah,
Yeah.
the first one off of bats is auditions, man. That's where
Yeah.
it all starts.
Yeah.
For
Yeah.
actors is auditioning and getting rejected at auditions, which I've been through so many times, but not recently. So now my perspective is all from the other side of the table, which I don't even do much casting for Flag Shakes, but just knowing what goes into, because we had a big conversation about casting on Thursday. We're still working out pieces of summer casting. We're not ready to make all of the offers. We're ready to make a couple offers, but not every
Okay.
offer. And it just always surprises me each time when we're going through it of like, oh, there are so many factors here that have absolutely nothing to do with talent. And as an actor, I think it's really easy to forget that and to be like, oh, I didn't get the role because I'm not talented. And it's like, I've literally sometimes, not cast someone who I was like A plus plus actor, just amazing. But there was like this one little piece that just fit better if it was a different actor or worked better if we went this other direction. So that's kind of my experience lately. But you guys have both actually been auditioning. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this right now.
It's the tough part or a tough part of the business, because I feel like there just so many times I'm like, if they would only just give me a chance, I know that, like, yes, like I could prove my worth if they would just, or yeah. And something that I've heard in relation to this is, people tell artists all the time, like, you've got to have a thick skin. Like, rejection's part of the business. Like you can't be upset. This is what you signed up for. But people expect and want artists to be vulnerable and to showcase, like, those human emotions on stage. And that's not something that everybody can do. So it's like, how we can't, if I'm gonna open up and be vulnerable, like, it's okay if I am also showing emotion when I'm not on stage, type thing.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
I think right now the hardest thing for me with rejection when it comes to audition specifically is just the amount of time it takes. Like, I don't take the rejection too hard. Like, because I totally get you, Dawn. As an arts administrator, I totally get that there's so many factors and I am one of so many pieces. But what's just really tough is that, like, I drove 4 hours to get here. I spent $60 on gas. I maybe even spent the night. I paid for parking. I bought a new dress. I bought sheet music. I paid an accompanist to rehearse. Like, it's just like, it's a lot of work and a lot of money. And that's really where it's hard for me is that, like, I spent hours on that this week for 2 minutes or, things like that, especially like all the auditions I've been doing down in Phoenix. Like, I drove all this way. And now I'm turning and burning back up, and it's like, okay. So that's for me the hardest is it's not necessarily the fact that I got a no or that they were like, no, thank you. Cause again, I understand that and I know that I'm one of many, but it's more just like, oh, dang. I spent so much time and money on that. Sometimes it feels like it wasn't worth it, So that's the big one for me is it's like, oh, I spent 30 minutes just filling out that form. It's like, that
Or
wasn't even the audition.
yeah, I went and I go printed my resume and my headshot and resume, and then I get there and they're like, oh, if you have it, okay, but you didn't need it. And I'm like, ah,
Yeah, I spent money and time going to the library or to FedEx or whatever. That's the hard one for me. It's like, and something I've talked with Cadence about a lot, friend of the podcast, Cadence Lamb, is that I think one thing that I've
Sorry.
gotten better at to handle rejection is to really think about whether I could see myself in those shows. So, like, if I look at a season that a company's doing, if I don't fit, I probably shouldn't spend the time because the chances are basically 100% that I'm gonna get rejected. I might as well spend my time on a different audition. And so I used to be more like, as many as possible.
Oh, same.
And now I'm more like quantity or qual not quantity over quality, quality over quantity. So looking more closely at, okay, are they hiring non-equity actually? Like, are they consistently hiring non-equity or EMC or whatever? Do they provide housing or not? Do they consistently bring people in that aren't local? Do they like what shows are they doing and do they fit me at all? Like if they require super specific things I am not, then I probably shouldn't spend my time. So And I've talked a lot about that with Cadence too, where she's like, you know, I just know more about myself, who I am as a performer, and what I'm actually going in for. And that just reduces my level of like stress of how many auditions I'm going to. And unfortunately, the sad truth, how many rejections I get.
Yeah.
Because if I kind of self-filter myself, then it makes it easier on everybody.
There's a lot of onus on the company there too. And that's what I've been thinking about the whole time you've been talking, right? Is like also as companies, how honest are we being? And that's one thing that, we try to do is be really transparent about what the stipend is going to look like, be really transparent about what the schedule is going to be look. Just be really transparent so that actors aren't wasting their time if it's not a good fit.
So I would love to
Yeah.
talk about a real life example regarding that. So, a couple of months ago or a couple of weeks ago, a company that the last time I emailed them was like pre-pandemic, like 2020 or whatnot. And they reached out and they were like, hey, like we're gauging interest. If you might be interested, like show one is like opens on this date, show two this date. I was like, and here are some of the things that we provide as a company. And I was like, oh my gosh, cool. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm interested. So I did a call back for them. And then a couple weeks later, they reached back out and they were like, hey, just seeing if you would have your car here or not. And I was like, oh, well, it kind of depends like what that travel stipend is. And they're also like, and where are you coming from? And I said, I'm coming from Northern Arizona. And they immediately were like, oh, we can't afford to fly you. We can't afford to have you drive out. And we can't afford to give you a rental car while you're here. So thanks so much. Have a great summer. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa,
Whoa.
whoa. I was like, if those were all factors, that would have been great to know because I did a callback for you. And if it's something that you couldn't do, or if it's something that you're not able or willing to chat about, because like who knows, maybe I would have gotten myself out there on my own.
Yes,
But yeah.
I've had that happen before. I think that's the weirdest thing where a company, I had a company call, like, I did a callback, it was right out of grad school. I did a callback for a company in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I went from Virginia to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to do a callback for a company. And the callback went great. I could tell it was going great. And they were giving such amazing feedback. And they literally wrote me a letter that was like, hey, we can tell from your caliber of acting that like you're gonna say no to this, so we offered it to someone else. And I was like,
What? Let me say
I was
no.
like, cool, because I was fresh out of grad school and like I would have said yes probably to this opportunity because it was to play Cymbeline in Cymbeline, which is such a rare opportunity too. And I was like, why? They were like, we can't pay you what you're worth. We
You don't
can't.
know that. Or,
And I was
well,
like,
sorry, that's not what I thought you were going to say. You are worth
no,
millions, Dawn.
I know. But they don't know that, right? Like they don't, they until you make an offer, you don't know if, yeah. So I always feel like I have you ever had that happen, Hannah? Because now, like Becky's had it happen. I've had it happen.
But thankfully, it worked out. So, like a
Okay,
company that I
good.
met at STAW, I got really close with the guy who runs it. And I was like, I'd love to come out and work for you. And he was like, yeah, amazing. But like, I can't afford you. And I was like, okay, well, why don't you let me? I mean, of course, I didn't say it in a mean way, but I was like, why don't you just throw a number at me? And if I can't do it, then I will say no. And guys, this was one of the largest stipends I've ever received. And I was
Great.
like, yeah, no problem. I will take that several thousand dollars plus housing and travel. Thank you. I'm good.
Actually, I do want to take
Yeah,
that.
I was like, not a problem, sir. Well, I'm glad it worked out that way. Thankfully, it worked out the other direction, but he was like, oh, I'm not sure if we can, if we can afford you, if we're like, I can entice you to come. And I was like,
May
you
make that
certainly
decision myself.
can.
Oh, well, that's great that it worked
Lovely.
out.
So in the other direction, thankfully they were willing to have the conversation versus just being like, no.
And like for mine, I reached back out. I was like, I can be negotiable. Like, I don't even know what the travel stipend is. Can we chat? And then they ghosted me.
Dang. Yeah, so that kind of like leads me to like another form of rejection. It's just like the never hearing, right? So like obviously sometimes companies have the capacity to tell me no. And you
Mm-hmm.
know what? When I get those emails, I'm not all that devastated. I'm actually pretty excited to get that email because I'm like, thank you for telling me. I
Yeah.
take that one off the list. It is off of my brain. Like, there was one that I just got like 2 days ago that I didn't really think I had a great chance at, but they told me no thanks. And I was like, great. Okay. Sounds good. They've moved on. And so it doesn't, but I mean, you know, like there was a big one I received that I really wanted like a month or two ago that I got a no for. And I was disappointed because it was a company I really wanted to work for. And I have worked for before, so I was like, oh, I really want to do it. But they told me no, but I wasn't necessarily surprised because they've very often told me no. And so, but then it was like, I moved on because at least they told me and I wasn't just like, oh, I wonder, you know, like pining after, like hoping that they would hire me, being like, oh, it's May. I wonder if I'll hear from them. I won't hear from them. So that's another tough one. It's just like the not hearing, or like the fact that you audition for something so far away. That's another really tough one where like you audition for a full season and you hear from them in a year. And
You're
they're
like,
like,
yeah.
yeah, they're like, we'd like you to call back for this show that you auditioned for 9 months ago. And you're like, oh, sure. Yeah, I'm not the same person I was. Gosh, everything's changed. Like, sure, I'll guess I'll call back for you. Like, I'm a new human now. So it's like sometimes that's crazy. I'm like, I don't even remember
But it's all,
auditioning
but like stuff like that's also very exciting
for
because it's
you.
like, oh yeah, this is, it's kind of like the things that all of like people say in the industry is like, yeah, maybe you didn't get that call back like the next week or month later, but then like 9 months later, 2 years later, they're like, oh yeah, this person came in and we like them and it wasn't a good fit then, but now it's a good fit. So let's see what's going on. I don't
Isn't so how do we so the ones that we really want, right? Like the ones that do hit us home, how do we move past those? 'Cause like for example, like I said, that one that I
know.
got a no from that I did really want. I was really hoping for that one. You know, that was definitely like a rough day where I was like, "Jacob, I didn't get it." That one we were kind of banking on 'cause I have family in that area and family that's not doing super well health-wise, and I was like, "This is going to be great. I'm going to live there for the summer. It's going to be awesome. Like I'm going to have a reason to be, you know." So that one I was really disappointed about. So like, how do we, when we've, unfortunately, I do this to myself. I have a silly, I think there's a reel on our shrews where it's like, I've sent in this random audition and I've already fantasized my entire summer life in this random small town that I've decided that I was going to live in. And then of course you get a no and you're like, oh, okay, I guess I'm not living in that random small town in the Great Lakes or like wherever it is. But like, how do we move past it and like stay positive?
I mean, the only, I feel like it's one of those kind of trite things that people say, but like the only thing that I can say, and this is not because it's a saying, but because it's been true in my experience, is that you get the opportunities you're supposed to get. And so it's so weird because I think about the most devastating rejection that I got personally as an actor was also what led me to Arizona, which was, Southwest Shakespeare initially, which led me to I've got to get home to Flagstaff and I've got to found my own company. And it was such a long road, but it was like, it was, I can tell you that a very specific audition for a very specific role was the getting rejected for it was the catalyst. And if I had gotten that acceptance for that role, then I would be in a completely different place in my life doing a completely different thing, right? So I just always have to tell myself, like, whatever it is that's keeping you here, for whatever reason that you didn't get the thing, it's because there's something like bigger, better, more important waiting, I guess. And also that it's never, I don't know, that a rejection is never complete, right? Because at the time, Jim Warren, who's come to work for us, was the head of that company that I got that sort of like epic rejection from that spurred me to move back to the South. And now, like, Jim Warren has auditioned for us, or not auditioned for us, sorry, directed for us.
I was
And
like, oh, I didn't know
no, Jim Warren's
that.
directed for us. He's a director. Yesterday, he and I had a long Zoom call about a completely about a different project that I'm working on in my life, and I've come to have this like incredible friendship with him. And we've had actors from that organization audition for our shows and come do our shows. And it's sort of been this amazing full circle moment where I've gone, oh, you thought you were getting rejected from, your big dream, from the thing you wanted to do. Whereas in fact, you were able to go out and build something else that has then been a platform for actors who are able to act in this company that you built here in Flat. And then like directors are coming and actors from there are coming, and it's kind of this, it wasn't the complete rejection that I thought it was. It was just a, it's funny because I found out almost a decade later that it was a housing issue, that the actress who got that role that I thought was like going to be the rest of my future. There's a toddler trying to break in here. By the way, that is a rocket ship.
Ah,
Okay, I love you so much, Blake. I'll see you soon.
he just said hello and left again.
He said, "That's a rocket ship," and showed me a Lego he had made and then left again.
Oh.
So I found out almost a decade later that it was that person had housing and I didn't. And they were maxed out on actor housing. And I was like, oh.
Which are things we understand because we've
Yeah,
been maxed
now
out
we
on actor
understand
housing.
because we make those decisions. And so I just thought, oh, so you weren't rejected on talent. You weren't rejected on personality, because I had worked for the company as an intern and I had gotten so much amazing feedback from the audiences, from the actors I worked with, and I just thought, oh, this is my home, this is where I belong. And that rejection in favor of this actress who I was like, oh, this is not the right choice, guys. But it was just because they had housing.
Well, so this kind of, because I've been thinking about this a little bit, like, what I guess are your perspectives on a company being transparent with that? So instead of just immediately not making that offer, but saying, hey, we want to offer you this role, but we cannot offer you housing. Like, let us know in the next few days if you have your own housing. If not, so sorry, we need to move on. Like, is that appropriate? I don't know.
I would much rather be asked. I
Same,
would too,
same.
because I actually had that thought at the time that I discovered it. I was like, oh, I would have. The town was cheap to rent a place in. I was like, I would have kept renting this place I had been renting, but then on the flip side of that, it was an opportunity I was not supposed to get. So I'm like, okay, they didn't offer it to me because my life had a completely different trajectory. On the other hand, like philosophically, I'm with you, Becky. They what should and you, Hannah, too, like I think we've all kind of agreed on this. Make the full offer. We want you. Here's the offer. Do you want us?
Well,
If
because
not, we'll move on. Relationships are a two-way street.
Because I've had the opposite happen. I have been offered something at a company where I was going to be a very small role, a like dancing ensemble intern, but I was going to get EMC points, and it was near San Francisco, near my family, in a cool place, and I was like, that's worth it to me. So they offered it to me. And then they ran out of housing, and so they just ghosted me. And
Oh
I emailed
no.
her like six times, and I
Oh
was like,
no.
am I working for you this summer? Like, I would have tried. Like, it was worth it to me enough that you were willing. Like, I mean, it sucks because I wasn't going to be paid. You know, like, it's this is also 10 over 10 years ago or whatever, but like, I was going to get EMC points and work for a company that I wanted to work for. So, like, that was enough for me. I probably could have found a friend. Like, if you had just responded to the email when I
We
was
can
like,
work
hey,
together.
why are you not responding? I thought I was hired. And then instead just ghosting me completely and being like, hopefully that girl just like forgets about us. Like,
What?
no. So it's like, I wish she had just been like, I'm really sorry, we're out of housing. Would you still be interested, or can we, or can, like, and I mean, I probably would have had to have said no, and I don't remember the exact details. Maybe I offered to try to look, and she never responded. Like, I don't remember what it was, but like, ultimately, I feel like I never got to make the choice where I was like, oh, like, even if it had not worked out, I would have tried my best.
Well, that's what
Like,
it boils down to, right? Is whether or not you feel you got to make the choice rather than having someone else make the choice for you.
And in that case, I didn't make any choice because they just went silent.
Yeah, exactly. You
And it
didn't
was
get to make
like,
the choice.
oh, okay, I'm not sure if this is a, like, I just don't know what's happening anymore because now there's just silence. But yeah, that's a rough one.
Sorry, I'm just thinking more about I feel like I kind of sugarcoated my answer. And now I want to be honest. So that audition that I was talking about, that was heartbreaking for me. It's easy to say, however many
10
decades
years
later,
later,
that it was the right thing to get rejected. But we really should talk about what you do in the moment. Because just the fact that it turned out great later doesn't mean that you're, like Becky was talking about, that you're not vulnerable and hurt and feeling your feelings. And there's no way that realizing, 10 years later that it was good can help you in the moment. So I'm just curious, what do you both do for yourself in the moment that you receive the rejection? Like, what do you do in that very, I remember for me, I called someone that I considered an incredible theater mentor and just like one of the most successful actresses I knew. At the time, she was in her 40s, which I'm now in my 40s. And I just thought, saw her, wow, like I feel so grown up now that I said that. Because I just saw her as this like grown up actress, right? Who had really, and I called her and I just remember having this really long conversation. I probably had a couple of glasses of wine that night too. Like, I'm not saying I handled it well. I am certain I texted with Christine. Christine was back in Germany already. But I remember very specifically reaching out to these, female contemporary, Christine, who I felt like very connected to, and we were, we could commiserate, but also like a female mentor who I felt like could tell me, well, this is how acting careers go, or this is what's going to happen in the acting field. So like, I guess that's my specific of, in the moment, what do you do? And for me, it was, call someone who can call more than one someone, call someone who can commiserate, and then call someone who can tell you, oh, sweetie, 10 years from now, you're not going to care, or whatever it is. So, like, what do you guys do in the moment of rejection?
I'm pretty similar in like, isn't it like sadness shared is sadness halved or something? So like, yeah, talking about it with somebody. I also, this is maybe more of like the analytical side of my brain, but I also have an audition spreadsheet. So like when I get that rejection email, I'm like, great, now I can update this audition spreadsheet
I
and we're putting a
love
button
this.
on this.
I love this, Becky. That, oh my gosh. My brain loves a checklist. The idea of having a checklist where you just get to go in and like, no, next, no, like
No.
complete it.
Done.
Yeah, brilliant.
Full circle. And sometimes it also is like, okay, well, they didn't want me, so let me see if there's another audition I can audition for. So sometimes it's like that. And yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, it's reaching out to your friends and family who get it, and just, yeah, and it doesn't, yeah, just being like, I'm bummed, I didn't get this. And it's nice to have your feelings validate it like that.
I think mine's very similar. I think Becky and I are very similar in the way we like do our audition process. So very similarly, I also have a spreadsheet. So I write
Oh,
that
bless you
down
both.
because then when I go back next year, I remember what they said to me, the fact that they got
That's
back to me.
brilliant.
I mean, again, even the fact that they got back to me is a bonus. I'm like, they're the kind of company that messages me back. Yes, I would like to audition for them again. So
You
I
are
do
both giving amazing advice, both for
that.
auditioners and auditionees. So thank
So I do
you.
that. So I do the same again,
Yay.
same with everybody. I text you two and typically Cadence. So like my closest theater girlfriends who I know understand. I also try to remember, this has been funny because with Jacob and I, we give each other the same advice. And so I have to be like, Hannah, what is the advice you would give Becky right now? What is the advice you would give Cadence right now? And the advice I would give is, my gal, you're amazing. They just didn't need you this time. And so I
Yes,
have to be like,
Hannah.
okay.
Yes, Hannah.
Yes,
No, that's so
that was
beautiful. I think this
great.
applies to so many aspects of our life. I think that was so beautifully put, right? Like, we are always kinder to our best friend than to ourselves. And if we can talk to ourselves the way we would talk to our best friend, we would be so much kinder to ourselves.
Oh, I just
So
got
that's,
chills.
I
Oh, that
know,
was so,
it's, it was, I'm really glad you brought that up, Hannah, because that's something, you know, I know this is not a body image, this is not a body image episode, but it's one thing that having a daughter, I've thought about a ton, right? Is like the way that I talk about my body, the way that I talk about my relationship to food is going to become Willa's internal voice about her body and her relationship to food. And I would never be as hard on anyone else as I
Of
have
course.
been on myself at points in my lifetime. I think I've made a lot of growth in the last 5 years, especially. Therapy is amazing. I've made a ton of progress in the last 5 years as far as like how I also have that relationship to my own body. But it seems similar to me, right? It's like in those places that we can be the most difficult on ourselves, the most detrimental to ourselves, you know, just thinking for 2 seconds, would I ever say that to Hannah? Would I ever say that to Willa? Would I ever? And then just going, no, I would never, never, absolutely
Like,
never.
I would never be like, Hannah, you sucked at that audition. They hated you. Like, that's not true. Maybe they didn't love me. Like, obviously, I didn't like rise above the cream of the crop. For whatever reason, I didn't make it, but that doesn't mean they hated me or that they never want to see me again or that they may not hire me. And I mean, so many things, like, you know, the things you've said about what does is it meant for you doesn't come to you. I mean, we broken record here. We've talked about this on the pod before. So yeah, I try to tell myself that. So I text my girlfriends. I try to tell myself like you'll get them next time, that sort of thing. Also, more practically, I make a treat. I bake some cookies. I watch a show. You know what I mean?
Little treat.
And similarly to what Becky said with the whole analytical issue, if I'm a, like I am the kind of person that's like, okay, actionable items here, actionable items. So if I get rejected, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna send an email to a new theater. I'm gonna write down a new theater on my audition list. And so if I get rejected, then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna reach out to that person I worked with 10 years ago and be like, hey, how you doing? Like, this is my situation. Let me know if you need me. Like, you know, just like kind of like balancing out, I don't know, balancing out the equilibrium. I don't know.
Oh, so I actually have this amazing anecdote about this. I don't think I've ever said on the podcast. I'm starting to feel like I've said everything
Ooh,
on the podcast,
we've
but not
said a
this
lot. We've said a
one.
lot.
So I had this amazing acting teacher in undergrad. And I went to him and I asked him at this was post undergrad. I was like, hey, can I just do all my grad school audition monologues for you? And I remember I went to see him. I had a terrible cold. I literally realized after the audition that I had like tiny pieces of tissue paper stuck all over my blouse because I
Oh
had been blowing my nose so
so
much.
much, yeah.
And he watched my audition pieces and I was like, oh my gosh, I have this terrible cold. I'm doing these audition pieces. Like he used to just like every single thing I did in every acting class, every monologue class I took, you just pick it apart, you know. And I got done with my grad school pieces for him, and he was like, no notes. And I was like,
Nice. What do
what?
you mean, no notes? You always have notes.
Yeah, I was like, you've literally spent the last 4 years of my life like picking me apart and I had tissue paper all over my blouse and like, what do you got, Jim Bouchard? And he was just like, no, no notes. He's like, oh. And I kind of explained to him, what I was feeling in the moment. And he's like, oh, yeah. I guess I'm just so intent in the moment on making you all the best actors you can be that I'm not like almost not seeing the forest for the trees kind of thing. He's like, you're great. You're gonna kill it.
Oh, no,
And I
that's
was like,
completely true. Yeah.
oh.
I say that to my dancers all the time. I'm like, guys, you guys are doing so well. All I have for you is nitpicky. So, yes,
Yeah.
I can find notes to give you, but that doesn't mean you aren't doing incredibly. And yes, I
Yes.
can tell you to get rid of the micro bend in your knee.
Right.
It's not that crazy. Like, you guys are doing amazing. So, yes,
Right.
exactly. The forest for the trees. Like, you are
Yeah.
incredible. Watching you do that performance, I was super proud of you. I loved the way you did it. But
Yes.
because we're here and we're trying to get better, here's what I have for
Here's
you.
everything I have for you. Yeah, and so I guess that could be the other piece, right? And maybe that's more criticism than rejection, right? Maybe I'm trying to give myself notes on what happened last night. I don't know.
Oh, rejection and failure. I mean,
Yeah,
they all
rejection,
go.
criticism, it's all together. But the thing is, right, is like if something is truly awful, you might not offer criticism because you're like, well, what's constructive about what I have to say now. Whereas if there's just like it's inspiring and there's room for improvement and you can find those moments, then offering that really constructive feedback as opposed to criticism is incredible. And you may never know. Someone may be saying no, or oh, this was wrong, but it really going, wow, what an incredible actor.
And it's interesting, it all kind of goes together, rejection, criticism, failure, whatever you want to call it. But like, two examples I have are like, I've written my one woman shows. I've done them in a lot of
Hannah,
different
they
forms.
are so good.
Thank you so much.
You inspired
But
me to finally
oh.
write a play because I was like, Hannah, if she is so good at saying, I should write this, and then doing it.
Thank you.
And also
But
doing it brilliantly and in a way
thank
that really
you.
engages people.
But here's where my failure aspect is going to come in. So like,
Yes.
I just did my show the other night. I was losing my voice that night. And I was so mad and so upset. And Jacob was like, "Hannah, you sound fine." I'm like, "No, I don't. I'm losing my voice. I can't like let it fly. It's not the same." And he's like, "But Hannah, and I say this to everyone else. Again, the same advice I would give someone else is that, like, but I don't know the difference. I know that you're a singer and I know that you have a voice and you sing. And I mean, unless I'm like literally cracking all over the place, like I had to cough a lot and drink a lot of extra water, and I wasn't necessarily hitting all the notes the same way I normally
No.
do. But I don't think I did an awful job. But
Absolutely not. I was there that night. I have heard nothing but
Thanks.
positives about your performance.
Thank
And while
you.
I was watching, I felt that every time you took a drink of water, I was just like, yeah, girl must be thirsty. Like, this is a hard
She's talking.
show.
This is a one-woman show. She's gotta stay hydrated.
Girl gotta take a drink.
Something that's kind of in that similar vein is before a performance, before an audition, before like a big thing, I just always tell myself that I just want to feel, and I ask like to feel proud of the work that I did. And I'm not asking for it to be perfect.
Perfect,
I'm just asking to be proud. And for me, that just totally lets go of everything because I can give an imperfect audition or an imperfect show and still feel proud of it. So,
And also remembering the joy of live theater and the joy of like I told my dancers today, again, like showcase today. I was like, guys, like it doesn't have to be perfect. Just need to
No.
have fun. And the joy of live theater is that you might, like today, there was a kid that got stuck in her knot in the Silks showcase. And it's like, but we as an audience are like rooting for her.
Oh, as soon as she gets out, you're
She's
like,
stuck. Yeah, we're like, and it's
yes.
not her fault. It doesn't have anything to do with it. She's not a lesser dancer than the girls next to her. It's just that her knot got stuck because it's live. And then when she got out, we were like, yeah. And
Yeah, and
so
that's the
seeing
excitement.
that's
Yeah,
the
that's the
excitement. It's
excitement.
like it's not gonna be perfect because it's live. And if we were aiming for perfection, we would have become movie stars. Like we would
Where you
have
can do it 16 different times.
I would have been so good at laundry commercials. Wow. I've been told so many times that I've got the right vibe for a laundry commercial. That's so specific.
We're gonna
It
have to
is
take
so
this offline.
specific.
I need more context of what this means.
All it means is I've done a couple of like acting for film and commercial classes in my experience as an actress, and every single time it's like, have you thought about laundry commercials? The most money I've ever made as an actor was for a candle catalog.
Oh, nice.
They were
Okay.
like,
Candle
you can sell a
catalog. She can sell
candle. Let's do
candles.
this. Let's make you the candle girl.
Yes.
No, but that's so true. The times I've
So
made the
funny.
most money have been the randomest things I've ever
I know,
done.
so random, so
Like
random.
I sold travel insurance in a commercial once and I
Yes.
got paid real well. And I was like, okay,
I know. It's
that's
not as
fine.
invigorating as live
No.
theater for that
No.
exact reason that you just don't know what could go wrong. Okay, I'm so sorry. Speaking of live theater, my husband has a live show at Oh,
the
that's right.
Annex in 1 hour. I have to go relieve him so he can go set up.
No worries.
So this has been an amazing chat, and I
Great.
honestly love to hear from the audience, but I love our just like shrews chats. I love our guests too. We have the most incredible guests who have done the most phenomenal work. But I also just whenever we get to have a little shrews chat, I really appreciate how like vulnerable and silly we can get.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually our shrews chats. Our shrews chats get more philosophical, whereas our when we have guests, it's more like, tell us about this thing. So we get real into the nitty-gritty, but okay, well, any very quick last minute things?
It takes true, like I said, vulnerability, like guts and courage to do what we do, to be an artist. So yeah, rejection's part of it, and I don't know, keep doing it because it's worth it.
Becky, bringing us home.
Thanks, Bex.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to this month's episode of Untamed Shrews. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Dawn. And I'm Becky. Join us for our next episode in July. Follow Untamed Shrews on our Instagram at Untamed Shrews Podcast and on the Flagshakes website. All episodes of Untamed Shrews can be found wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on sunsounds.org.
Please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review, put us in your Instagram stories, donate at flagshakes.org/donate, become a podcast sponsor, or buy Shrew Crew merch. Help support the Shrew Crew.
This episode of Untamed Shrews, starring Hannah Johnson, Dawn Tucker, and Becky Zeritsky. Show art by Calliope Ludecker. Podcast theme song by Cadence Lamb. Podcast produced and edited by Hannah Johnson and presented by Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival.
Yay,
Bye, guys.
bye.